is a vaccination information sheet on the flu vaccine if you have any questions about it.
This is the physician's assistant on duty at the clinic inside the CVS pharmacy in Milton on Wednesday afternoon when I stopped by to get my own flu shot.
Okay, so you'll get the seasonal influenza vaccine.
After a couple of questions, including one about which arm to use for the shot, she rounded up the supplies, and in a few short minutes, it was over.
Okay. That was it?
Yep.
I was prompted to go ahead and get a flu shot after learning of a reported increase in flu cases in Santa Rosa County over the holidays.
So the latest date we have is up until the end of the year, so up until the new year, week 52.
Eric Rappa is an epidemiologist with the Florida Department of Health in Santa Rosa.
Here it spiked our sharpest increase that we've actually had, and so that's kind of what the alert was, trying to get people to understand that we just had our sharpest increase, and it's looking like it's going to, you know, keep going up from there.
Reports from the emergency department at Santa Rosa Medical Center show visits due to influenza-like illnesses increased to 7.4%, 10.6%, and 10.8% for each of the 3 days following Christmas. That's after an overall increase of less than 3% for the first 25 days of December. Rappa adds the numbers could be worse, and in reality probably are, if you consider the reporting data for this same period from last flu season.
Even though 2016-2017 does have the highest numbers, those were actually numbers that we gathered from all three, Gulf Breeze Hospital, Jay Hospital, and Santa Rosa Medical Center. Whereas this increase right here, we're only getting these numbers from Santa Rosa Medical Center. So these aren't actually indicative of what we're getting. The numbers in actuality are going to be higher because we don't have that report from those other two hospitals.
Since most strains of influenza are not required to be reported, it's hard to know the real number of cases. But according to the State Department of Health, there have been more outbreaks reported so far this season than in previous seasons at this time, which may be an indication of a more severe flu season. Like Santa Rosa, there's been an increasing trend in Escambia and Okaloosa counties, with sharp increases in activity reported in all regions of the state and across all age groups. Now, the flu season typically runs from early October through mid-May of the following calendar year, with this season's peak projected for late January or early February. Sherry Worley, epidemiology nurse at DOH Santa Rosa, says there is still time for prevention measures.
Absolutely. It is never too late to get a flu shot. We urge people that haven't had their flu shot to go ahead and get that flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks for it to become active in your body, so, you know, go get it now.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, recommends flu shots for anyone 6 months of age or older, with high-risk groups to include children under 5, adults over the age of 65, pregnant women, and those with health issues such as asthma, AIDS, cancer, and diabetes. DOH Santa Rosa now has a limited supply of free vaccine available for children 6 months through 18 years of age, and adults can get the shot for a nominal charge. Although it's not 100% guaranteed, Worley says those getting vaccinated should be protected from the various strains.
This year's flu vaccine has an A Michigan, an A Hong Kong, and a B Brisbane. And then there's a quadrivalent vaccine that also has another B added to it. And CDC looks at the different testing they do from year to year, and they try to figure out, as these viruses change, what's going to be predominant for the next year, and that's how they figure out what to put in the vaccine from year to year.
Individuals can reduce their risk of getting the flu with frequent hand washing, covering their nose and mouth with a disposable tissue when coughing or sneezing, and staying home if ill with flu-like symptoms. But the best defense against the flu is the vaccination, which is available at any local county health department office, local pharmacies, and some doctor's offices. With all those options, there's no reason not to improve on the number of people who receive flu shots each year.
Historically, in Florida, it's been around 40%. As a public health official, no, I don't think anything is good unless it's closer to the 90-100% mark.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.